7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for this Friday. It's the 23rd day of April for 2021. Well, a vegetation fire was quickly contained in San Andreas yesterday. Reported shortly before noon at People's Cemetery off of Cemetery Avenue, the fire was about 1/10 of an acre. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Amador fire crews were called out yesterday as well. Just after 1, units were dispatched to the Winton Road area in Buckhorn to a small vegetation fire. Crews quickly stopped the fire at just 1/2 acre. The fire is believed to be an escaped debris burn. Then, just after 5:30 last evening, fire crews were called out to a reported brush fire off Lambert Road near the Eagle's Nest airstrip. Crews were able to get a wet line around the fire and stop the forward progress at about 1 acre. Units remained on scene throughout the early evening. The cause of the fire also under investigation. Well, the Plymouth City Council debated beginning the review process for a new large development project at their meeting last night. Before the council was a contract to conduct an environmental impact report on a proposed development called Greelich Ranch, located on 163 acres of land located between the new Zinfandel Ridge subdivision and the 49er RV Park. The proposal would include a large expansion of the RV park as well as new home development. The contract would have a local consultant, Barocco and Associates, review the potential environmental impacts of that development at an estimated cost of $200,000 paid for by the developer. The environmental review is one of many steps required before the project would be considered for approval by the City of Plymouth. Any sort of consensus on the proposal was hard for the council to reach. They debated various aspects of the development project and environmental contract without coming to a decision. Over an hour into the discussion, Mayor White said, "We've gone into the weeds on this," and the item was continued to allow the council to study the issue further. Plymouth and Ione are the only two of the county's 5 incorporated cities to approve large-scale developments in recent years. Well, Governor Newsom says the state will be taking steps to bolster drought resilience efforts as the state is in the midst of another dry year. As a consequence, the governor said this week, we need to change our old ways of managing the state's water supply and distribution system, and that the state agencies will accelerate funding for water supply enhancement and conservation projects. Unspent state funds will also be reallocated to help projects that address drought impacts and ecosystems. Newsom also declared a localized state of emergency for the Russian River watershed in Sonoma and Mendocino counties, where he says reservoirs are already at record lows. Recently, the Biden administration declared an emergency drought in nearly all California counties. Critics of the governor say he should be moving more quickly to declare a state of emergency statewide as well. Local water agencies in Amador and Calaveras counties have also begun talks on possible water conservation efforts as we head into a dry summer. And the CHP has released the names of 2 people flown from the scene of a motorcycle versus van accident on Highway 26 this past weekend. The collision happened east of Double Springs Road around 2:30 on Saturday. The CHP reports Leslie Shimmerman of Manteca was riding a 2017 Harley-Davidson motorcycle westbound on the highway while heading in the opposite direction was Gabriel Kenny of Modesto, driving a 2020 Ford Transit van. Shimmerman lost control of the bike and crossed over double yellow lines. Kenny swerved to the right to avoid the crash, but the motorcycle collided into the van's left front side with the wreckage blocking the eastbound lane. Shimmerman and his passenger, Lisa Gum of Stockton, sustained major injuries and were flown to separate Modesto hospitals. The roadway was shut down for nearly an hour, with officers directing one-way traffic for about another 45 minutes as the wreck was removed. Well, this weekend, CAL FIRE and the California National Guard will be holding their annual fire aviation training. The joint helicopter training is scheduled to take place Saturday and Sunday at the Eureka Helibase located near Lower Ridge Road and Highway 49. During the joint training, residents in the area can expect to see numerous agency helicopters practicing aerial firefighting techniques. The annual training is centered on instructing military pilots on how to effectively make water drops on wildfires and how to safely integrate into a wildfire situation. CAL FIRE will be instructing National Guard helicopter pilots and crew members in basic incident management and firefighting operations so they can safely assist fire agencies in battling wildfires this summer. And today's Moderna COVID-19 vaccine clinic will accept walk-ins. Eligibility for this clinic include people 18 years of age and older who live or work in Amador County. Again, walk-ins are welcome today. On-site registration is available. The clinic will be held at the Health and Human Services building off Conductor Boulevard and Lower Ridge Road. Drive around to the back of the building and park. To register for an appointment ahead of today's clinic, though, you can still visit myturn.ca.gov or just show up in person. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.